It's the Puppet Parent Podcast. In this post-Christmas episode, we'll talk about what our kids got for the holidays, sledding injuries, and a new puppetry workshop series. It's all coming up next on the Puppet Parent Podcast. Yes, welcome. We are the Puppet Parent Podcast.
My name's Z.
My name is Chad.
And we're puppeteers.
Parents.
And we have a podcast.
Yes, and welcome to, we're soft launch, season two of this podcast. Don't know what's here yet.
When will we know?
When everything feels like boring. When this whole setup, when I'm not talking about waveforms, you didn't come in here like, what is happening? Like, we got like pillows and cardboard things. This is a whole new setup.
So when
this feels normal, then we'll know it's the official start of season two.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
All
right. Because right now it's a little precariously
placed.
We're trying things. It's code. So let's get down to it, Z. Breaking news this week.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas has happened.
It did
Christmas
happen.
Came. You can't stop Christmas. Doesn't matter how many demons you throw at Christmas. Christmas is going to summon up their elf friends.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, with their magic and pew, 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 pew. And Christmas, you can't stop Christmas.
No, you can't stop Christmas. Or Hanukkah. Hanukkah happened.
Yeah.
Kwanzaa is happening.
That's true.
Happy Kwanzaa to all those who celebrate.
Yeah.
And Yule and Solstice and Solstice
came early, earlier.
Magical. I mean, Solstice is the same time every year. What do you mean?
Well, Solstice always comes first. It's always December 21st.
Yeah,
Solstice.
Well, this year Hanukkah came first.
Yes, so Hanukkah is always early.
Not always.
Well, we had Thanksgiving not too long ago, and that was like, guys, this isn't going to happen. It's not going to line up like this for another, I don't know how many hundreds of years.
It was going to be a while.
Yeah, it's kind of like Saturn and Jupiter aligned for a second, but we couldn't see it because it's been snowing for the last week and it's been cloudy. We couldn't see it.
It's been very cloudy here.
And they're like, guess what, guys? It won't happen again for 800 years. And we're like, we can't see it. There's clouds.
But anyway, Christmas happened, and our kids, we have a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old, two boys, they got some presents, and I think that they enjoyed their Christmas, and they think that they feel like Santa came and paid us a visit, and that's nice.
Yeah.
So, and there's been snow on the ground so that they've been able to go out sledding each day lately, so that's been nice. There's basically a sledding hill just on the side of the house, so they just go sledding in the yard, which is great because then we don't have to go anywhere, just keep staying here. We're real good at that.
Stay here. There is an amazing mm-hmm. sled hill like 10 minutes down the road. Mm-hmm. Sprague Brook state, I think it's a state park.
Mm-hmm.
But a huge sledding hill that's like you have to climb up a mountain. It's just a hill, but you know, you have to climb a really steep hill to get to the top. You're super tired out. You sit in your sled for like 5 minutes and catch your breath, and then you go down.
Yeah,
you probably hit somebody on the way down.
It is a crazy steep hill.
Yes.
It is an amazing ride, but yes. Oh, it takes it out of you getting to the top. This one feels like, oh, you get to go down a lot because it's not so bad.
This one's like Disney's Peter Pan if it was a little rough, you know, if they mm-hmm. like bounced you around a little bit. Like we definitely went down the hill backwards. I was in an inner tube, heading towards. So you go down off a ramp from the stairs on the house, down through the yard covered in snow, and then into this forest path which curves around. Which we spent part of the summer, part of our quarantine project was building up the sides of this path, so that you didn't go straight into the trees and whack the back of your head, which happened to me in the past. You hit the sides of this like dead tree and dirt and leaves, like sides of the path, and you kind of like careen to where you're supposed to, where you should go.
Yeah, you kind of wind through.
We definitely went backwards again in the inner tube, in the forest.
That's always the way. I never, or I'm careening head on to something I don't want to be careening to, but that only happens after you go down a number of times and like build up the path. Yeah. So that means you guys have been out there for a while. And good. The kids got these really cool sleds this year from their Grandma Lee. If you're watching, hi, Grandma Lee. That's my mom. They got snow scooters. If you haven't heard of a snow scooter before, you should check them out. They're super fun. And the boys have been having a lot of fun trying to snow scoot.
Yeah.
And finding lots of ways to enjoy the snow scooters. So,
yeah. I think yeah. The best way so far is going down the ramp. Like in a standing position, but then instantly going down onto their butt. Yeah, it's sitting and then holding your legs up, like in the birth position, as you kind of like fly down.
Yeah, because you don't want to drag your heels, because then it slows you down.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or it could send you in a different position. So there's a lot of sledding happening today.
Mm-hmm. And hot chocolate.
Well, yeah, I mean, sledding, number one, mm-hmm. and then, of course, hot chocolate is part of sledding. You know, you come in, mm-hmm. hot chocolate is piping hot and ready.
Yeah. And I got lots of warm things, which I'm wearing one of the warm things right now because the house that we are living in is cold. Colder than, I should say, you know what, I think I've become a bit of a weakling. When it comes to the cold a little bit in the house. I don't mind it so much outside. Like outside, I'm like, I'm outside. This makes sense. I expect to be cold. But in New York City, in our apartment, and those of you who live in New York City, every once in a while you live in an apartment that's like crazy hot. And our apartment over the last few years, they redid the radiators and it is hot in the winter. But you know what? I don't mind because we've been in that place about 15 years now, I think. Maybe something mm-hmm. like that. And for about the first 8-9 years, it was freezing in the winter. So cold. And we would have to put like a heater on in the room and close the doors of the other room so that like one room would be warm. And then finally the building got bought by a new guy and he made the radiators work. And he listened to the code of the city and was actually
the law? What's that?
suddenly it was not even just warm. It was hot. But Chad and I were both like, this is great.
Yeah.
We don't mind wearing shorts in the winter in our apartment.
Yeah, we're not complaining about it being too hot. No. Well, what happened was the old landlords were cheapskates and the how you heat this building, a lot of buildings are like this in New York City because it was built in the 1920s, is through heating oil, right?
Yeah, heating
fuel.
Yeah.
Right? And they have this huge tanker truck that drives down and stops right in the middle of these tiny New York City streets. So you could take a huge hose off the tanker truck and mm-hmm. stick it into the sidewalk or the side of the building and refuel your building with this expensive heating fuel, mm-hmm. this oil, mm-hmm. And it gets more expensive every year. And so they had the sensor, the official sensor for the building, inside
the thermostat,
the thermostat that tells the heating system for the building if it's too hot or too cold. Like, hey, what's the temperature?
Yeah,
right. Inside the building, not outside. And inside the, like, right next to, like, right above where the heating system is, inside the landlord's apartment. Everything about it was stacked out against us. So three floors up, there's us, and we're just freezing because...
Because we're the top floor.
Yeah.
So there's no... And you should know about our building. It's a smaller six-unit building, so there's no one on either side of us and no one above us. But that also means that the wind in the winter is... freezing cold. And so the only times that it would ever get cold still in our apartment, even with the heat being crazy high, was when it was windy. Because when it was windy and cold outside in winter, like in the 20s or so, you could feel it coming through the walls in the apartment.
Yeah, and those old windows.
Yeah, and the old windows, yeah. So anyway, we're not there this winter. We're here, and it is a balmy 65 to 67 degrees in most of the rooms here, most of the time. And for most people, that is comfortable. And I have to tell you, for me, it's just not warm enough. So My mom got me some warm socks, and I love them. I'm wearing them right now, and they're so comfy. And my husband got me this very gaudy but beautiful.
Gaudy.
I mean, I love it because it's so warm.
It's a giant hoodie, and look, it's Christmassy.
It's like a wearable blanket.
Guess who asked for like comfy Christmas pajamas this year.
I did. That's say right. That. I do look like a poinsettia.
Yes, exactly. Thank you. Mwah, Merry Christmas.
I love
every
you,
day.
Honey.
Love you too.
What did I get you for Christmas?
She got me socks. I'm not very flexible, but otherwise I'd bring them up to show you. I'm wearing them right now. That's right. So I also got this vest because you got to wear your Christmas things immediately.
I didn't get you the vest, though.
No, that's true. No, my parents got me this vest.
But what were the socks of? Were they just regular socks?
Yes, they were regular. No, they were my favorite video game. This game called Persona 5. It has an amazing, jazzy soundtrack. You should listen to it. I still listen to it all the time.
And what shirt did I get you?
This shirt. Shall I show them my shirt? A video game shirt? That's right. Boom. This lady knows what I like.
And what video game is it from?
My God. Jesus. No.
I'm sorry.
No more.
It's also from Persona 5.
It's actually not, but that's okay.
Oh, it's not? What is it from?
No, it's from Persona 4.
Oh, boy.
That's right.
Okay.
But I love it anyway. Because I love those games. They're great. Thank you so much for getting me video game stuff. It's great. It's something my parents... Hi, parents. Something my parents never understood. Everybody would be like, hey, what do you... It would never be, what do you want for Christmas? Because if that question was ever asked, it would just be like, video games, period. At full stop, video games. That's it. Just that. Anything related to that? Awesome. Just that. Yeah.
What other things were like fun to give the kids for Christmas this year?
Well, the kids had three wishes. I'm just gonna turn my volume down.
Oh, because
oh, by the way,
V
says she loves that hoodie. So,
thanks
V.
Thanks.
That's right. Wish it was a onesie. It's almost a onesie. It is what they call a giant hoodie.
wearable blanket.
It's
that's basically
it's
what
a,
I'm saying.
Not a snuggie.
It is not.
It's
a
not
snuggie.
A reverse robe. No, it's an actual hoodie. It has an actual huge marsupial pocket.
My 5-year-old Finn, he likes to crawl up underneath it like as if I'm pregnant with him or something. I don't know.
Which
but
he
whatever.
Would do when you're wearing regular clothes, but
I know,
now this just makes
this
it super
fits
easy.
Him. So it's so silly.
Yeah.
So what do you
so
the, what were the hits?
So the boys had three wishes, right? We told them to send in their Christmas list, the lists, like what they wanted for Christmas to Santa Claus so we could mail them around the third week of November, right?
It was right at the beginning of December. It was right at the beginning of December that they finished the lists.
Mm-hmm. So our older one put in three. He's like, I want these three video games. Boom, boom, boom. One of them, not out yet. That's okay. I'm just putting it on the list. Younger one, he only wanted one game. That's right. Pikmin 3. It's a great game for kids who can't read. Awesome. And it's just fun. And it's multiplayer. It's cooperative. You know, and we've been playing the demo like crazy. It's great. You play as an astronaut enslaving these little flower beings, these little seedlings, and getting them to help you rebuild your ship and stuff. And it's cute. It's amazingly cute.
Yeah, it's very sweet.
And he's so into it, and we're all supportive. We're all playing alongside with him. Mm-hmm. And he put one other game on there, but he has not played that one yet.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they got this, on their wish lists. Most of what they wanted came on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And for the like, because it's 3 days after Christmas now. Yeah, like that's like what they've been doing is just like tunnel vision on the things that they wanted for Christmas. Sorry about that.
It's fine. occasionally like checking out some of the other things that they've gotten. So, but it's like a slow burn. Like, and that's fine. That's why all the presents kind of stay under the Christmas tree for a few weeks because it's just like a reminder of them, which is nice. Like usually when we're out here, the presents stay out for a few days, then we have to pack everything up and then go back to New York City. But here we get to stay, keep the tree up for a while, enjoy that. That'll be fun. But then we also get to take the tree down, which we're never here for that, and put everything away. But I'll make sure that, you know, all the Christmas lights are not tangled up. And but actually, you know what? Whoever has been putting away the Christmas lights the last few years from the tree has been doing a very nice job. I have not been putting them away. I only put them on. I don't put them away.
That's true. We're never around for that. Yeah. I guess Eric probably does it. Mm-hmm. And my brother.
Maybe.
Shout out to my brother's bruised tailbone.
Oops.
So true story. So everyone is here. Our cousins are here. Mm-hmm. My brother's here, and they want to go outside and sled. Our oldest one goes.
They wants live to go here, out and sled. By the way. We've been podding, in a sense, family podding with them, because they live out here in Western New York.
All right, explain.
It's pandemic concerns, and I just want people to know that we are being safe.
Okay, no, I'm just saying, like, if you say podding. And somebody's listening to this like a couple of years from now, they're gonna be, what is that?
Oh, we are cohorting. What are you? I don't know. That's bubbling. We're bubbling together.
So we're in a pod with other people.
That's right.
But
it's not a verb.
But our cousins, the cousins don't live here, but they visit occasionally.
Yeah, and they live a 5-minute drive away.
Yeah, and because their kids are in public school, they get tested all the time. For COVID-19.
No, they don't.
They get tested occasionally.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, they get it tested occasionally if there's a reason to get tested.
Right, and same with my brother, because he works for
with
the...
With kids.
Yeah, with kids. Mm-hmm. Thanks. So we're all in a pod. We're cool. So they all go out sledding. Our littlest one was waiting for his screen time, because he's waiting very patiently, and... Because our older one got done with his work first, even though it wasn't his turn, his day to go first, he went down and started playing first, and then the little one didn't get to play like right away. They only have 1 hour screen time a day, so it's a very big deal if it's your day to go first. So he was feeling like really like, I've been waiting and it's my time, and everyone's like, let's go sledding, and he's like, I don't care, I just want to play this new video game that I just got for Christmas.
Yeah.
So knowing that, and everyone's kind of bugging him, he's like, hey, let's go sled. Everyone's sledding. Come on, don't you want to go sledding? He's like, no, I just want to play my video game. We knew that at the end of his screen time, which is 1 hour, that would be the exact time when everyone who's sledding is done with sledding and come in, and then he will realize that he missed out on something. Mm-hmm. So what did we do?
Well, before all that happened, I explained to him that people were concerned that he was maybe going to be upset afterwards, and he assured me that he would not, and that he really wanted to play his game. And so then Chad and I decided to not go sledding, because we had both gone sledding separately the day before with both of them, separately, one parent, one kid at a time. And actually it we didn't plan that, it just worked out that way, but I'll tell you, it was really fun to only have one kid. Usually both of us have like both kids, you know, like if one of us is you know, like the main parent, then we have both kids like happening at the same time. But this was nice to just have like one kid sledding with you, not worrying about other kids or anything. Or it was great. So then, yeah, we didn't go sledding, and the parents were like, your parents that we live with were asking us, why aren't you going sledding? And we were like, we're not. And also, I was getting stuff done. I was like finishing up scanning in all of Leaf's schoolwork for his remote schooling and Finn's schoolwork too, because I'd gotten behind on that because it was last week of Christmas and I kind of like was busy. And you were doing stuff. And then Finn finished his hour of screen time. And then we all know what happened.
Well, he got upset.
Suddenly he
realized.
He missed out.
Oh, I missed out. And everyone was coming in from sledding, had a great time. And they're all, you know, bonding, having
chocolate.
A good time. Yeah, and he missed out. So so he I don't know who he talked to. He must have talked to you or somebody, but he came over to me in tears. And he's like, Daddy, can we please go sledding, please? And I said, yes, we can.
Yeah.
Get your snow pants. And
I was so glad you did that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, we knew he was at. We
I
knew
told
it was gonna
him
happen.
I would in a few minutes because I wanted to finish. I was just in the middle of that scanning project and you kind of don't want to stop that.
Yeah.
But I was really glad that you said yes. And then I was like, good Chad's going to go sledding.
Because, I mean, I've been there. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was a kid, my parents would bug me and bug me and bug me and bug me, you know, until eventually you're like, okay, but then I'll hate it. You know, and I never want to put our kids in that kind of position where they feel like they have to, or that I will force them. Yeah, I'll force you to have a good time. And then the kid will be like, oh, yeah, well, I hate it. So, no, this way was a good compromise. We figured out what was going to happen with mm-hmm. our future site, mm-hmm. parent future site. And then we had a great time. Yeah. And we only sled a few times, and that was fine.
And then you guys were out there for a while, though.
Well, the first thing we did was we took a sled because everyone mm-hmm. was like, all right, put the inner tubes away. We got sleds today. They're all about sledding today. Okay. So we tried a sled. And I leaned back and we hit a few bumps while I was like leaning back, and it was like bam, like knocking into my spine. I was like, oh, maybe not sleds.
The sled is not very forgiving.
The great thing about the sled is that you just power through what we went through. We went over the down and over in the yard. We went down the forest path. It's very easy to control where you're going. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not going backwards on the sled. But there's an end to this, a definitive end to this track. And that is when you go far enough in the woods, you reach the point of no return, and all of a sudden it gets super steep, and you're going towards the creek. Where you pass these two trees that are just like this, and I told them, I was like, we need to put the net right there in between these two trees to catch people before they go down the steep hill to their doom into the creek. And they're like, no, 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 we like that part. We like the death hill to the for the frozen creek. So we're like, all right. So they put this, I don't know where they found it. Probably at the auction.
Construction.
Yeah, there's fencing. This orange construction fencing that it kind of haphazardly tied between these two trees.
It's not right taut at all.
Before the creek. So you pick up a ton of speed heading toward this obstacle. And Finn and I mean, you know, it was our first time and we weren't really expecting it.
Oh, no.
So we're like, oh, you know, going super fast, careening down towards the creek, and I see the orange construction fencing, right? That's like flapping. And I'm like, okay, all right, grab the fence, grab the fence, grab the fence. Because we're shooting towards the creek. And I don't want us to go in there because there's giant logs and rocks and water. So he did a great job. We both grabbed on, and the momentum just like sent the lower part of our bodies just careening out. So we're just holding on to this fence with our dear lives. The sled goes flying into the creek.
Oh my both goodness.
Both of us grabbed it. It was great.
Thank goodness we that, grabbed that it. You're both agile, you know, and could
otherwise,
do
that. Well, otherwise, we would have bailed out. But oh, no, man. It was great. We stood up. We had a good laugh all of a sudden. And then out of nowhere, my brother on another sled comes flying next to us, misses the fence completely because he's on a mission. He's not going to try and bail out because he's been sledding for like an hour. No, he's decided that he's going to go down the hill in the forest and then over the newly made wooden bridge to get to the other side because there's like a tiny, maybe like a foot wide
plank.
No, it was better than a plank. My
two planks.
Grandpa made it this awesome bridge. It's solid. It's not. If you step on it, it doesn't wobble.
Maybe I'm thinking of a different bridge.
You're thinking, no, this one's solid. No, this is the fourth one that he's made this summer, I think.
Okay.
This is solid. Too solid, actually, because what my brother did not notice was because we had a foot of snow that in between the bridge that goes over the creek and the hill, there's just a little bit of snow that's covering up the fact that there's nothing in between the hill mm-hmm. and the beginning of this thing. So when he expertly navigated down the hill and then went and hit the bridge, the bridge is actually a little higher than the ground. And because he's sitting in a sled, his tailbone took a huge hit because the sled just like, bam, right onto the wood. And you could just hear him just scream in pain. And he's still trying to head on this very narrow bridge over the creek. But at that point, he just kind of bailed out and fell over the bridge head first into the creek. And I was just like, I just watched it happen. Like, okay, there's nothing I can do.
Oh,
I'm too
man.
Far away. He was fine. He stood up. He's, you know, a little wet. But yeah, poor tailbone. He probably bruised his tailbone.
Yeah.
Not a good idea, guys.
Well,
when you're over 40.
He was trying something.
Yeah, I know. He's going for glory. But sometimes there's a cost, as we all know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Besides the video games, is there anything else that the kids got for Christmas you felt like were like a knock out of the park, like they liked it or that was a good idea? Or...
I think they've just really been into. I mean, they play with like a couple things, but it's mostly just been video games.
All right, things I'm proud of that we got for the boys.
Hold on. Things that appeared underneath the Christmas
tree. That's right.
Yes, because sometimes some of the things we got for the boys, mm-hmm. other things just appeared there, and the cousins got them things, the parents got them things,
and then things just happen.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Our older son, who's 7, really into Minecraft, and has been talking about wanting a pickaxe for a really long time. So we got him a small pickaxe, like a small one, like it's for people who go. It appeared under the tree. The small pickaxe.
With the chisel.
With chisels and like a carrying case and like a little book that, what?
Nothing.
What are you? What?
Nope. Keep going.
And like a little book that tells you about the different rocks and stuff.
That's right.
Yeah. So he can become a rock hunter.
Yeah.
And... Ben got a pillow from the game Splatoon 2. It's a pink squid pillow.
Yeah. So. Good job.
Anyway.
You remembered.
It was, you know, it's fun.
Yeah.
Fun stuff. What were some of your favorite things that appeared under your tree? You should let us know.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wonder, all the adults out there. Were you giving yourself like a little Christmas present?
Oh, I bought myself a New Year's present today.
Oh, what'd you get?
I got myself a new planner for the year. I haven't had a paper planner, I think, in over 10 years. Mm-hmm. Like one that I'm actually going to use. But it has princesses on it from Disney. Yay. I don't know. I just wanted something that was going to make me happy every time I saw it. And that I've been missing Disney World a lot lately. So, I don't know why. I just am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's talk about puppet stuff.
Oh, yeah. I have stuff to talk about. Do you?
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you have to talk about?
We were on vacation, basically, from puppet stuff, from performing puppet stuff. We did our last show of the year on December 23rd. Now we're enjoying a nice break from performing because... We had a bunch of shows in December. It was like a lot of holiday shows, mm-hmm. a lot of Hanukkah shows, like Christmas shows. It was great. It was mm-hmm. wonderful. And now I'm looking forward to nothing in January so we can take a little mild break, which we do every year, which is kind of crazy, except for last year. Last year, January was like madhouse. We were like, this is what it's going to be. Yeah, all right, let's go.
And I've been on break except... And I've also been preparing, here, let me show you.
Oh, yeah?
Puppets, like this one, for all of these teachers.
And this, something fell out.
Sorry, the monitor, I'm not doing good monitor skills. Can you grab that?
So this is a hand puppet.
Yeah, it's a hand puppet. Can't. Here, let me put it on.
Is that a dinosaur?
There. There's focus. So this is an example of one of the puppets that I've been making. I have to make about... 50 of these at least then partake. Oh, his little mouth is like, he has this little like smirky smirk to him.
That is fun.
So this is going to go to one of the participants in the Making Connections Through Puppetry professional development workshops that are being sponsored by a contract from the Kennedy Center VSA program through the Jim Henson Foundation. So it's very exciting. And we have workshops available for New York City Department of Education District 75 educators, counselors, and therapists. And there's a link to that on our website. And there's also... Or not on our website.
Not on our website.
No, on the on our Facebook page. And then also there are public workshops as well That are available to anyone who is working professionally as an educator, a counselor, or a therapist with kids with autism, and you want to learn how to use puppets with them. And puppets are such an amazing tool because they can really help in so many different ways in terms of building bridges, emotional response and recognition, making connections in new ways, eliciting language, encouragement, de-escalation. I could go on and on. Joint attention, turn taking.
So you're doing workshops.
Yes.
You're doing workshops for anybody.
Yes.
And you're also doing workshops for
NYC Department of Education, District 75.
Awesome.
Yeah. So
when are those happening?
Well, the first one is in January. It's a series of 3 2-hour workshops. So when you sign up for the professional development workshop, you're signing up to participate in 3 2-hour long sessions. Mm-hmm. And at each of these sessions, we try to scaffold the learning where you are going to learn some stuff, then you're going to put it into practice, then you're going to come back, let us know how it's been going, then you're going to do some more stuff, put it into practice, come back. So... And we're going to give some special attention to utilizing puppets in a virtual space, since we'll even be teaching in a virtual space. So it's very exciting. It's the first time that the entire program, which we've been teaching since September 2016, has been offered online. So it's very exciting. And a big thank you to the Jim Henson Foundation and to the Kennedy Center VSA program.
Yay. That's super exciting.
Yeah, it's super exciting.
That's a lot of work, too, to build all those puppets, and you got to mail them out.
It is. I've been cutting and sewing. And by the way, big shout out to WonderSpark's friend and fan, Karen Falk, who works for the Jim Henson Company as the archivist. She was so sweet. She sent a rotary cutter to help us cut the puppets out. And
really?
She also, yeah, it's right here on the table. And there's also a cutting mat that's on the way too that we can use with it.
Yo.
So she sent this with some replacement blades.
Puppet mom.
I know, right? So sweet. And a cutting mat. So because she said, I heard in your last podcast that your hands were getting tired from cutting all the puppets. And it was so sweet. So, aww. And my mom in real life got me really warm socks for, my mom in real life, you know what I'm trying to say.
You used to cut things?
Yeah, that's the best. They use them at the workshop all the time. But, I want to give a shout out to my mom who also got me a really cute Disney puzzle. Thanks, Mom. I love
Is
you.
Is it electric?
No.
No.
It's not. But you press it down and then you don't have to, you know.
This is cool.
It
I gotta learn
cool.
about this.
It's a rotary cutter.
Rotary cutter.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. It's super handy.
Whoa. And it's got blades.
Yes.
Cool.
It's super cool.
Oh, thanks, Puppet Mom.
Thank you, Karen. It's very sweet and thoughtful.
Yay.
And
Thanks, Marika. Yes. That program does sound amazing.
Mm-hmm. It does. It does. And if you know of anybody who is a teacher, educator, counselor, therapist who's working with kids with autism, let them know about the program because it is filling up fast, especially the public program. I think that once we start to really advertise that, because we haven't really fully advertised that one yet, that one's a little later than the D75 ones. That one's going to fill up really fast. So make sure to tell people, because I want to make sure that it's like the friends and family discount, you know, from the Gap or whatever. Like, I'm telling you guys first so that you can tell your people.
So a link to that is currently pinned to the top of our WonderSpark Puppets Facebook page. So facebook.com/WonderSparkPuppets, pinned to the top currently. Today's December 27th, I believe. So just keep that in mind.
So there's a post there with some cute puppets.
Yeah.
And you can read the post and see the links there. There's a form to fill out to say that you're signing up and you want to join the class.
Yay.
So, yeah.
So the kids have not had school since the 23rd, I believe, right?
The 18th was their last official day of school.
Right.
For the year. And then they've been doing some stuff with their grandma, who was a kindergarten teacher for most of her life, or her career. So they've been continuing to do some things with her, but they took a few days off before Christmas and Christmas Day.
Yeah.
But now we're back to doing a little bit of work each day, because honestly, also, it just breaks up the day and it fills it in a little bit too, because we can't just let them do screens all day nonstop. That's just not what we do.
And for them, it just doesn't feel good too. It's like too much summer vacation, where it starts to get boring.
Well, and they start to feel like ignored too, I think, and you know, like it's just better for everybody to keep the some semblance of a schedule that we had. But what's been nice is I've been able to work on making all these puppets and getting them out. So yeah, that's been good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun. The people have been customizing them. I'm making these little furry poofs to go on the top.
Goodness. Falling.
Woo! Furry poofs. This is what happens. I'm not looking at the camera. Look,
furry so poofs. Make it rain with furry poofs.
Woo! Oh, now they're everywhere. Well, anyway, so that's what I've been doing, is cutting the puppets, sewing the puppets, putting the eyes and the mouths on the puppets, and then customizing the puppets with noses and poofs.
Yay.
Yeah, so that's been a big part of my puppet life recently. And, you know, every year, I have high hopes of becoming extraordinarily organized for myself. Because I'm very good at being organized for other people, but myself. So, I'm going to try again this year. I'll let you guys know how it goes. I'm trying a paper planner. I was looking at the bullet journals. Do you know about bullet journaling? It's like all over Pinterest. And I was looking at it, and it looks like so cool and fun, but way too much work.
What does it mean?
It's like I can't even explain it.
Do you write a little bullet point in a journal? Just bullet points?
It's like each page is themed. Mm-hmm. But fun, and with fun markers and stuff, with different things that you're tracking or that you're trying to do or trying to accomplish. And like, you make it look really fun and inviting. But even just like drawing out the pages, how they looked in Pinterest, I was like, I'm never going to be able to make it look that good. And then they even sell stencils on Etsy to like make your pages look like the ones on Pinterest. And I was like, do I actually want to buy? Like, I had to stop and think about it for a minute. Like, do I want to buy a stencil to be able to journal so that I can become more productive? And I was like, what am I doing? I just wanted a journal. Like, not even a journal. I wanted, like, a planner. So, thank you, Jessica Perkins. Yes. Way too much time.
Thank you, Dr. Perkins. That's right. Not enough time in the day. Like, who can it's like getting organized so you can get organized.
Well, that is a part of the sickness cycle that is my brain, is you know, getting organized so that you can get organized. But but I'm really trying to. Yes, it is like scrapbooking to plan your life. It is exactly what it is, Marika. Oh. And if you should look up bullet journal in Pinterest, and then you'll just be overwhelmed like me and think, wow, that's really cute and fun and smart, and I will never be able to do that. So instead, I spent some money on a Disney planner, and it's like hoarding, but for organizers. Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's kind of like that. But I have high hopes about this Disney princess themed. It's got Merida on it. Who else was on there? Somebody else that I really like.
Pocahontas, unfortunately.
No. I like Pocahontas. I like Pocahontas.
I like Pocahontas. Story is problematic. Go ahead.
But there was a third. Oh, Tangled. So Rapunzel. So Merida and Rapunzel were both on the cover. So,
all right. So I'm going to hold this up to the camera. If you're watching, this is what a bullet journal looks like.
It's out of focus.
Yeah, I know. So it's like it's themed pages, and it's got like a lot happening, and it looks like fun and easy. but it's all the work's already done.
Marika wants to know if the Princess Planner is a Thomas Kinkade, and it is not, but I do love Thomas Kinkade so much, and the puzzle that my mom got me for Christmas was a Thomas Kinkade Disney puzzle, and I can't wait to do it. No, this one was like a happy planner. I don't know. It was at Walmart. And listen, guys, I'm out in Western New York, and I get to go to Walmart once every few weeks to pick up something for the house. And it's like a big social outing. So while Chad was getting the additional greeting cards that were printed out in the back by the photo area,
those,
I was like,
those photo boys know me pretty well by now.
I was like, I'm gonna go... Yeah, who's this family that keeps underestimating how many holiday cards they need?
Well, not only that, but they're like, what's the name? Briggs. Okay, is it like photo? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's like photos. And then when they look through everything twice, then they go around to the front and look, and then they find it and they're like, oh, it's greeting cards.
Greeting cards.
Oh, sorry.
But can I tell you why I'm excited about my planner?
Yes.
Because I used to have planners, Winnie the Pooh themed planners, if you were going to be specific, when I was in undergrad and grad school. And it has like a 2-page spread for the whole month, like a nice big calendar, and then weekly spreads. And they even have like to-do lists on the sides too. So I feel like this could be like a really nice relationship, me and this planner. So, and I'm looking forward to us having a year together.
I'm so sorry that you haven't had good relationships with your planner, Z.
No, you know
you
what
have
it
like
is?
A, you know, like an abusive relationship
yes,
with your organizer?
I do, because my organizer is on this thing. This thing, it's on my phone, if those of you who are listening. And you know what happens is I go to look at the thing on my phone, and then suddenly my brain that's always thinking of like 20 things all at once is like, you're on your phone. You should look at da-da-da-da-da. Or, oh, what about this? Oh, you know, I've never learned about this before. And then all of a sudden, like 20 minutes later, I'm like, oh, wait, I was supposed to be looking at my to-do list. Oh, man. I mean, it's, you know... And I have not been able to crack the code of how to get that to stop. I mean, it's even like work stuff, like sometimes like Facebook, like if I have to post something for Facebook or look up somebody's something for Facebook, I turn on Facebook and then I look and immediately I'm like, oh, my friends. And then like 5 minutes later, I'm like, why was I on Facebook? Oh, right. Because I'm supposed to look up something, like find out if somebody is in the country or something, you know?
That's right. 5 minutes later.
And I don't know.
Not 60 minutes later.
It could be later. I don't know. I was trying
to
be kind.
That happens
myself.
To me, where I'm like, oh, I got to post something on Facebook for work. Great. Oh, hi, Facebook. Oh, look at the little bell up there. There's so many little people have interacted with me, maybe. And then, yeah, an hour later, like, okay, all right, too much Facebook. I'm leaving Facebook. Oh, wait.
I didn't do the thing I was supposed to do. No, that is exactly what ends up happening with me as well.
Yeah.
So, so that's why I can't have my to-do list and my stuff, like, in my phone because it's just not working out.
So you get an offline journal. Mm-hmm. You need a quill and a parchment.
And I have another, I use Trello, which my friend Alyssa introduced me to, and I use that for project management as well. But that's on my computer, and that only really works when I'm working like 5 days a week. And right now
I'm
not.
Are we still subscribed to that? I don't think I've opened that in months and months and months.
Yeah, I still
use
it.
Maybe like a year ago.
I use it.
Okay. Cool.
I use it for project management. So it helps me but sometimes I don't use it. It's tricky, man. But you know what? I have found that there are other people like me out there in the world who strive to better themselves and have multiple different ways of trying to be productive. And, you know, for 1 month, maybe you're using Trello, and for another month, maybe you're using your like to-do list on your phone, and another month you're using your planner. But I would really like it to just have one thing that I'm using. So, or two, maybe no more than two, because right now I feel like I have four and none of them are like what I need. So... Mm. Well, really what I need is like, I don't even know.
You need a secretary. You need somebody else to be like, hey. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. And you'd be like, oh, okay. You need a house elf, But one that's just that'll like poke you every time you get off, you like start floating off somewhere in the ether. Okay. Like, hey, come back. Hey.
That would be all the time. Mm. So yeah, so that's my update.
That's how you're doing.
Mm-hmm. And we were supposed to do segments. How are we doing with this?
Christmas was a big segment.
It was.
That's like season two, we got segments.
We do.
But it wasn't as segmenty this time. But, you know, we just kind of flowed in and out. But no, we hit all of our segments. We checked in. Mm-hmm. That's right. You're organizing.
Next month. That's
your New Year's resolution.
I'm going to start rehearsing because I'm going to be performing a little bit in the new year, which will be exciting. I'm going to be performing Chicken Soup.
Are you?
Yeah.
Where?
For Sandglass Theater.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you're rehearsing for Purim.
I will. You will be. And you didn't give me. Yes. Oh, sorry. And give me a chance. For Purim, I'm going to be performing Purim with Chad, like the old days when we used to perform together all the time. And also we're going to start replacing the Purim puppet slowly. That's the next big project.
That's a lot of projects. All the time.
That's
projects.
That's how I roll.
We got to prioritize, and sometimes things just get cast to the wayside because other priority things pop up. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to doing all that with you.
Mm-hmm.
But not right now because I'm still on vacation. When you work for yourself, you can make a vacation whenever you want. And usually it's when
there's no work.
Yeah. So, right now I'm just enjoying. So I think a client said in an email, oh, I hope you're enjoying your winter break or something. Or, you know, I'm like, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I don't feel really like changing that anytime soon. But I know that after a few days of inactivity, of like not doing much, like it starts to build up inside. I'm like, I should start doing it again.
Yeah.
But knowing that that's coming makes me feel like relaxing more now because like, all right, that's going to come in like a couple of days. So I'm just going to, you know, just keep doing nothing right now because that'll be super productive when I feel like kind of anxious about like, all right, let's get back on the horse here, man. Because there's work to be done. There's always more work to be done, but it's, but when you love what you do, it's like you're hardly working, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping for a brighter 2021. Real talk, like because our last segment is how are you?
Yeah. Oh, it'll be the new year when next we see you, the listeners.
Well, I have some hopes and fears, but I'll tell you, I'm hopeful and I'm also fearful. I am that mix of emotions that I cannot seem to just relax. I don't know. I just continue to have like consistently a hard time with just like being okay because I'm still stressed out about the situation. And you know, I try to limit my intake of news, but again, we're living with Chad's parents and the news is on a lot. But I try not to look at it. I'm really trying to not watch it. I listen to it a little bit on NPR and I read the New York Times occasionally, sometimes I'll just look at the headlines right now because I just can't take it in. But the new, more contagious strain of the virus is like a looming cloud of fear for me.
Oh no.
It is.
But Z, how can we be safe from a new, more contagious version of the virus other than just do
what we're
exactly doing right now?
Well, people are going to get vaccinated.
Yes.
And we're going to stay here and that's going to protect other people too. And it's also like by staying here in this like, you know, situation. Because I'll tell you, I've never lived with another family, another people's parents for 7, now going on 8 months. Never done that before. You know, I'm an adult and I've been like an adult for a long time now. And I'm looking forward to having my adult life back. But all these choices, it's not just about us. It is about us, but it's also about us saying we love you. to all the people who have to go into work every day and who are taking care of all the people who are getting sick. And I don't know, it's, I feel like it's like a personal sacrifice of trying to be mindful and caring to everyone around us, you know? So those are the things that I think about, you know, when I'm just laying around. But it's hard to just like relax. And I don't know. I think that that's just where I'm at right now with everything. And I'm nervous. I'll feel better once Trump's out of the White House. I just want to say that. We're not very political usually on this thing, but I just want to say that I'll feel better when that transition has happened. Because, and then like the fact that the government got hacked, and then this thing, the
terrorist bomb attack in Nashville.
I know, on that... Christmas. Ugh. Crazy. So, sorry, I'm kind of taking us down a sad path.
No, it's all right. I mean, that's the one thing we didn't talk about, because it's not really in our hemisphere. If we weren't clued into the news, you know, how would we know that there was a terrorist attack in America? They're not really calling it a terrorist attack, but it totally is. And you know it's perpetrated by, and I'm just going to go out on a limb and say, and you know it's perpetrated by, anyway, so I'm glad that not a lot of people were hurt in this crazy terrorist attack that they're still trying to figure out, like, who done it. And yeah, it's just kind of nuts. So I hope that you out there, that you stay safe, that you stay clear of misinformation, and that you take a stand against misinformation, because misinformation is the rabbit hole that leads to terrorism. It's true. Yeah, right.
I know.
On that note, we'll see y'all in 2021.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. I hope that you're enjoying this new time slot. It's easier for us right now, yeah, and gives us more of a weekend, which is nice.
Yeah, I'm kind of, I mean, mm-hmm, I would like to do it a little earlier. I'm kind of fading, but...
But it has to be after the kids go to bed, because then we don't have to worry about them.
Well, and the kids go to bed and you read them books for an hour.
Yes, and that's important. Yeah, but we'll see you guys in the new year, and it's going to be really good. Tell us about your hopes and dreams for the new year. I have lots of hopes.
You're so tiny.
And
Can you set up a little bit? I set this thing up, but now I feel like I'm a giant man.
I too can lean forward.
Ooh, I like this.
But yeah, I think it's going to be a good new year, a fresh start, lots of change. I think that we're going to have to be ready to change. Ready to change.
Are you ready to go?
Am I fired up and ready to go?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I am yet, but I'll get there by the time New Year's Day happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks to everybody out in chat. Thank you to Jess Perk. That's right. I hope you're enjoying your time with Persona 4. It's awesome. It's a great game. You will, non-spoilers, but this caught me up. You will have to know at a certain point in the game everyone's full names. I had to replay 5 hours. No, I had to replay like an hour and change 3 times because I didn't know every character in the game's full name.
Oh boy. All right. I hope you're taking notes.
Yeesh.
Jess Perkins.
No, don't look it up on the internet, but it was just like, oh my God, I just can't believe it. So I'm looking forward to talking to you about that later. But anyway, so we are, I just want to throw that out there. I know. She's in the chat saying, what? I know, it's crazy, but you do have to know everyone's full. I was going off of nicknames. I was like, all right, this is Nurse Death over here, and we got the teacher lady over yonder, and this is like the doctor. Nope, not good enough. Have to know full names, which is crazy because I'm not like this in real life. You know, sometimes you create like personas or nicknames for people, just like, oh yeah, this is the person who works at this cashier lady, librarian person. Nope, not in a murder mystery. You gotta know full names.
Oh, fun.
Yeesh. All
okay.
right.
Okay. Well, have a very happy and safe and healthy new year. Be kind to yourselves and to each other. And if you're feeling a little low and you need somebody to talk to, make sure that you reach out and talk to somebody, because we want to be able to see you in the new year. Okay?
Thanks.
All right.
I'm tired. You know I'm tired. I'm getting loopy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are the Puppet Parent Podcast. We are recording 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, live streaming to Facebook and YouTube. We're at facebook.com/WonderSparkPuppets or youtube.com/NYCPuppets. Or you can listen to these MP3s wherever you get your MP3s out there, most places. Or just check out the archives and download them directly at puppetparentpodcast.com.
Yeah, and thanks everybody, and have a great week.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.